have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? I hope you had an amazing weekend. It's mind-blowing how fast these times goes by, just like that. It's like, as I've said, the sun is coming up and going down, coming up and going down. It's amazing. Also, what's amazing is that now that they've switched the time back to normal, where daylight time is longer and you get longer days now, it's amazing. When I become president, I'm going to make sure I keep it that way. It's not going to be switching the time back and forth, all right? You can get involved. Did I do rebuildingtheman.com? I mean, I did all that. I forgot. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. No biblical question right now. But we dealt with last week biblical question and last week's assignment. We'll talk about that in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, it is amazing. It's also amazing that though we deal with all issues, every Monday is Female Monday.
She knows she's still the boss.
Hold on.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. It's a spiritual battle, and it's going to get worse. And that you can depend on. Amazing. So last week, we dealt with the assignment for the fellowship, and for those out in the world that want to, that's working on themselves, was for a whole week, don't think about you at all. For 1 week, don't think about you. And it was very, 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 very interesting feedback. It was the fellowship yesterday, as always, I never know how they're going to go. And so far, I've never been disappointed for me. It's just been, I've learned or realized so much, it's not even funny. It's amazing. And yesterday's fellowship was amazing. Of not having to think about you. Can you imagine, or have you ever imagined, living a life when you don't have to think about you? When the world tells you always to think about you, it's all about you. And you spend a lifetime thinking about you and never, never, never is happy. You never find peace. If you want to find peace, you got to stop thinking about you. If you want to be of peace, because it's right at hand, you got to stop thinking about you. All egos are about themselves and no one else. No one else, your children, your marriage, your work, your nothing. It's all about you. You are not created to be an ego. But you can be it if you want to stay there in that and just be nasty and mean and evil and resentful, revengeful, jealous. You could stay in that if you want to. But you can also be free from it. If you didn't catch it yesterday, make sure you podcast yesterday's fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. All right. And we dealt with a little bit of how is it, last week, biblical question, how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? And I think most people, they said what the deal is. The man is weak. He has not overcome mama. And so he end up marrying mama because you become attracted to what you hate. And you end up marrying what you hate. And you become the boy and the wife become the mama. And whatever mama tell you, you got to do, you do it. You do it. I was watching this movie the other night. And it was about this couple, young couple married. And this guy, his wife wanted this big, huge home out in the country. And he worked hard and he bought it for her. But the house was nothing but a mess. So much trouble. And the guy really didn't want to do it. But he was always trying to please the wife. And things got, I mean, just went to hell in a handbasket. He was never doing what he thought or saw the right thing to do. He always listened to his wife, and every decision he made was wrong. And it just turned out horribly. They end up, I mean, just being destroyed. And I say that to say that if men and women don't really overcome the fallen state, the ego nature, your life is only going to get worse. It's not. It can't get better. It cannot. It ain't not. Is not. Won't not. Not not get better. Now, you can deceive yourself and think that, well, it's going to get better because I'll get this, or I'll get that, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. You do those things, and your life's still going to be miserable because you are not in control of your own life. All egos all of them, no matter whom, and every human being got to overcome it. Well, you don't have to overcome, but has an ego, and you're suffering because it separates you from the truth, reality. It separates you from reality. You are not living in reality when you're of the ego nature. You're living in illusion and don't know it. You call it the illusion, you call it real, and you suffer. Do what you want, but you can overcome, or you can see your misery. And if you notice the world, human beings, when I say the world, I mean human beings, are mean and nasty and wicked and evil. It's a mean world out there. It's a mean, vicious world out there. And then everybody wants to claim to know how to fix it, like experts, and no one has any clue as to what they're doing. What you're looking for is in you. Not outside of you, but in you. You already have it. You already have it. It's up to you. But you got to be of real love. You got to follow. You got to love what's right. If you want to be free, you don't have to do it if you don't want it. You can stay in your hell, and the spirit of truth will leave you right in your hell. It'll let you die in your hell. And it won't stop you. Because that's not love. If you force somebody to love you, that's not love. You should stay right in it. Or you can be free. Work on yourself and be free. Be in the world, but not of it. Amazing. So check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church, all right? Did you hear that the gas prices are going up? Oh, the war going up. I mentioned this yesterday that because most people don't think for themselves, most don't. Once in a while, you can find a man or a woman who think for themselves, and they don't react to the world. They do not react to the world, but they overcome it. They think for themselves. That's so rare now, it's not even funny. But the gas prices are going up, so they hear the so-called experts say, and the government, oh, the price is going up, and the economy is getting bad, and blah, blah, blah. And they start freaking out, too. They start freaking out because they don't think for themselves. They don't stop and say, you know what, I still can go to the pump gas and get some gas. But they act like all of a sudden their lives have changed just like that because they don't realize that they are being manipulated. They are not hungry. They still have gas in their cars, and they have a roof over their head. But they act like the world is coming to an end because of media person or expert said it, because they don't think for themselves. Or they say, oh, you about to pull us into another war, because that's what the media is saying, and that's what the so-called government is saying, and they react to that too. They don't stand apart and have a wait-and-see attitude. Why not have a wait-and-see? You're not thinking for yourself. You go along with the crowd and you trip out. I remember I don't know if it was this year or late last year, we reported to you that in California, Gavin Newsom was shutting down the oil mills there. He was shutting them down, offshore drilling, right, in California. They want to make life difficult for you to get you to react so you can vote for them. That's all it's about. Socialism is about controlling you. And unfortunately, the average person is subject to be controlled. Except for those men and women who are starting to live from within. And so they'll stop. They're getting to the point and overcoming reacting to the world. Amazing, huh? CBS LA. Gas prices in California are climbing dramatically as the war in Iran continues. Listen to the words. Gas prices are climbing dramatically. That's a reactionary world, a word. Two reactionary words. Climbing dramatically. Freak out. Freak out. Gas prices are climbing dramatically as the war continue in Iran, right? A local reporter visited in downtown L.A. Let's find the most expensive gas and let the people see it and let's report it and freak out. So this person went downtown L.A. where prices have reached $8.71 per gallon. Watch this from CBS LA.
Good morning to you both. Yes, it's pretty much a jump scare anytime you drive by a gas station since the war broke out in Iran about 2 weeks ago. We're here at the Chevron, $8.71. Take a look at that. Although this gas station does price higher, at least $2 to $3 higher than other stations in the area. I guess they can get away with that. But let's take a look at what's going on. Nationwide, according to AAA, the average is $3.67. To compare, California, what we're paying, $5.48. That's a whopping $1.81 more per gallon. Let's take a look at locally, LA and Long Beach. We're paying $5.56 on average today. Yesterday, it was $5.45, jumping up 11 cents. Last month, only $4.60. Those were the good old days, right? 96 cents higher today. Well, the war in Iran is disrupting oil shipments. That's raising prices on gas and other items as well. We always ask, why does California get hit harder than the rest? Well, we have stricter rules for cleaner burning gas blends and higher taxes as well. Plus, our supply is low. We have our own issues there.
It's higher in California because your government, your governor, of whom you voted for over and over again, even when they tried to impeach him, you still voted for him. No, don't get rid of it. We love the pain. Let's keep the same governor. And that same governor is making your life miserable in California. But you keep voting in the same kind of people. Remember when Gavin Newsom stopped drilling in California? We have gas. We have oil, but he won't let you drill. And according to this report, President Trump signed an executive order to resume offshore drilling of the California coast. And you know what? The governor, according to this report, is not happy about that. No, don't free up the people. I need the people to be mad so they'll vote for me in case I run for president. That's what I think he's thinking. I haven't heard him say he was running, but just in case. Or the next person to run for governor would be someone that's going to bring even more misery for you, and you'll vote for him. You vote for the people that you want to bring you pain, and then you complain, and then you worry, and then you keep voting the same people. So Gavin Newsom criticized the move. Well, I don't want President Trump to sign any bill that we could drill in California. What would be my excuse for the suffering? How am I going to make more money off y'all, they say, the government. Democratic government in California. So Gavin Newsom criticized the move, calling it a manufacturer crisis that would do little to lower the prices. What the? More gas means the price is going down. But he lied to you because he know you're going to believe it. Watch this from CBS LA.
The average in California right now, $5.48. Yesterday, $5.41. Last month, $4.57, up 91 cents. Well, now, in a controversial move to offset this, President Trump signed an executive order to demand the resumption of offshore oil drilling along the California coast at the site of a devastating oil spill back in 2015. He's invoking the emergency powers under the Defense Production Act, allowing the Department of Energy to restore operations at a Santa Ynez pipeline along the Santa Barbara coast. You may remember back in 2015, there was a massive oil spill dumping more than 140,000 gallons of oil into one of the West Coast's most biologically diverse areas. And here's what Governor Gavin Newsom had to say. Quote, Donald Trump started a war, admit it would spike gas prices nationwide, and told Americans it was a small price to pay. Now he's using this crisis of his own making to attempt what he's wanted to do for years, open California's coast for his oil industry friends so they can poison our beaches. That wouldn't lower prices by a cent.
Amazing, huh? You should be saying thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Donald Trump, for drilling in California again. But no, you're going to listen to the lie from Newsom. Oh, you want a clean beach. You don't want cheaper gas. You want to be able to go out and have your thrill by laying out at the beach. That problem can be solved. You should be saying, oh, thank you, Mr. President. Very smart. Start the drilling back up again in California, the gas prices would go down in California again. But no, because you don't think for yourself, you're going to go down the wrong road and believe the lie and complain and cry. How can this man, this so-called governor, say to you, the president is doing this to create some other situation? You got oil in your own country, and in this case, in your own state. And the governor, according to the report, don't want you to drill. He wants you to suffer. And you love suffering. You love suffering in your own, within your own self. That's why you don't work on yourself to overcome suffering. Suffering is a thrill for you. Who would I be if I don't have my thrills? Who would I be if I'm not angry? Who would I be if I'm not vicious? Who would I be if I don't get revenge? Who will I be if I don't think about myself anymore? Won't you do it and find out? Won't you give up all of those miserable thrills? Stop calling evil good and good evil and find out who you will be. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. The people in California vote for the people that keep them down. They vote for people that are going to bring all the illegals and their mama into this state, and they're going to promise them the world. Come in, California, sanctuary state. We'll take care of you. Oh, by the way, workers, you're going to pay for it. And the so-called mayor of the city, I mean, that female, he couldn't have found a worse person. Always granted, she's helping the homeless. She's building houses for the homeless. She's not doing it. We're doing it with our tax dollars. So you have Gavin Newsom on one hand making your life miserable And then this stupid mare don't know how to do anything but act like a mama, and she's feeding the hungry and the homeless. And you keep bowling them in. And they say, oh, not me. It's Donald Trump. Vote for me. Keep me in. And you do it. That's it, yeah, Lord. I debated this woman. This woman couldn't fire her way back to Hurstburg, Alabama, if she had to. What's her name? Bass. Carrie Bass. Is it Carrie Bass? Yeah.
You got it.
Amazing. Grandpa, the world gone crazy. Tell me about the good old days. Be in the world, but not of it. And you can be free right here on earth. With all the chaos and the hell that's happening out there, you can stop it from happening in you. It doesn't have to happen to you, but it's up to you. You can be jealous and revengeful and angry and stressed and resentful, or you could be free. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Nikki313, I'm not sure if I read this one on Friday. Maybe flat earthers love the thrill of being confused because it gives them more things to think about. Laughing with sweat.
It's interesting how flat earther believers think. It's just mind-blowing to me. And they literally, I mean, the ones I've seen and the ones I've met and the ones I've interviewed, they seem not to, once they believe that the earth is flat, they seem incapable of believing any truth at all. It's just mind-blowing, but I wish them well. I really do. Amazing. Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee on Cash App.
Thank you, T. Smith.
And another one from T. Smith for coffee, but with hearts around the face.
Right on. Thank you, T. Smith. Appreciate your support.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 Gold Pills, amazing church. Everyone should be as free as Jesse Lee.
It's crazy that you can be free and you resist it. And I understand that when we all growing up, we don't hear about that. We don't know about it. So we are suffering because we think that's it. And they tell you, well, human beings are supposed to suffer. But then you hear that you don't have to suffer, you can be free, and you don't want to believe it. You'd rather be revengeful. You'd rather be angry. Don't take my anger away from me. Don't take my stress away from me. Don't take my jealousy and revengeful nature, my worries, my suicidal thoughts. Don't take that away from me. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on the Rumble channel.
Thank you, Pastor. And remember, check out, you can podcast yesterday's fellowship, all of the fellowships, rebuildingaman.com/church. Thank you, Pastor.
Thomas P., when silent prayer, do you picture God in your mind?
No. You just...
He laughs.
No. You just relax and watch what's going through your mind and don't call it you. Don't fight with it. Don't be a part of it. But you don't want to have a picture of God. That's going to keep you from God. What the? Amazing. Thank you. But just observe the thoughts and don't call them you.
We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break already. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? from rage to responsibility, from rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing. Announcements. Number one, check out the fellowship from yesterday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right. And the other announcement, check out our merch. The merch is amazing. Coffee, Punchy's Coffee. The merch is good for yourself and for gifts. And you have birthdays coming up, graduations coming up, marriages, weddings and coming up, all kinds of stuff. So the merch is good for gifts. T-shirts and mugs and hoodies, all type of amazing merch. And then my books. Excellent gifts as well, for yourself or for others, and or for others. For Raised to Responsibility, my first book. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Really, really interesting book. And after that, the 7 Guaranteed Steps. All this 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. You do those 7 steps. You got to do them, though. You just can't read, and it's easy, easy read. And by the way, that's Jesse Jackson on the cover of Scam. May his soul rest in peace. That's Jesse. And Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine Waters. Amazing, huh? And then, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. The Antidote. It's kind of just bring everything and make it even simpler. I tried to make it simpler possible for you. The truth is simple and easy. We got to be in it. You got to do it. You got to welcome it to take over, take you over, and it will. So, and a quick reminder, if you want me to sign the book to someone, if you want to sign, put the name, or you just want to sign to no one, you just want to sign, all right? Make note of that. Some people forget to make a note of that. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. It's Female Monday. We take the ladies' calls as they come in. And by the way, every dime goes back to helping others help others. We put it all back to make this all work. So you're helping us in so many ways as you're being helped. Thank you. And I want to show you how selfish human beings are. And they just react. They never pause and say, you know what? I'm not reacting to this one and see what happened. They never do it. They want their ego pleasures, and they don't want to give up a minute of waiting and see. And then they want you to feel sorry for them because they can't get their ego pleasures. Here's a mother of three. A mother of three says she's struggling with depression over rising gas prices. What the? That doesn't even make sense. A mother of three says she's struggling with depression over rising gas prices and may have to quit her job. She also had to cancel a family trip to Las Vegas. See that? What the? She had to cancel a family trip to Las Vegas and to the Grand Canyon due to the high cost. To the high cost. Watch this from CBS News.
When Kelly Sudavanksi hits the road, she knows just how much it costs to fill up her Toyota Corolla.
It's around $25 to $30.
How much does it cost now to fill your tank?
I would say around $50.
How does that affect your budget?
It affects it a lot.
The mother of three earns about $18 an hour as a senior caregiver near Los Angeles and drives 3 hours round trip to work. She worries if prices keep rising.
We can't afford to do the commute for work. We would have to quit the job.
She and her husband had been saving up for a family spring break road trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. But now...
we canceled it. With gas being that high, I can't do the extra $200-$300 that it's going to cost.
What is this like for you?
I'm depressed. I promised my kids stuff, and I hardly ever, ever break my promises. This time around, I have to. It breaks my heart.
What a mess, huh? Oh, I feel so bad for you, lady. You're depressed because you can't go to Vegas, a Grand Canyon, and you promise your children that, and your heart is broken. How sad is that? What a mess. She doesn't want to make any sacrifices for anything but what she wants. The children reacted to this depressed, sad female because she can't go to Vegas or Grand Canyon. She might have to quit her job. How about if she didn't go to Vegas and Grand Canyon and wasted money on ego trips? Would she have to quit her job then? The children reacted to the cancel trip, with one child saying, oh, it's okay, because they could still travel to their grandmother's house nearby. Listen to the children. Watch this from CBS News.
The disappointment hit Sudavanksi's kids hard.
I was like, oh, man.
But I was very excited.
Those prices are, well, high. I mean, we could just, like, go to grandma's house. It's not really that far.
Sudavanksi, who voted for President Trump, blames the war in Iran for higher gas costs.
I believe in our president, okay? It's great that he wants to help another country, but it's not great when your homeland, your people, is having to suffer.
How you suffering, lady? You can't go to Vegas. You got to make a sacrifice for a short period of time or however long. And you're suffering? And the boy, listen to your son. He like, no problem. We can go visit grandma nearby. Logical. The other kids are just spoiled too, like mama. Whatever happened to, okay, we'll make this work. I'm wondering if she's blaming California for the high gas prices or the so-called war in Iran. Gavin Newsom's cut stop drilling in California, lady. In other parts of the world, gas prices are lower than California. How about calling Gavin Newsom up and say, hey, we need to start back drilling in California, sir. I can't go to Vegas. She's not that broke. She could go to breaking with three children or to the Grand Canyon with three children. She ain't that broke or depressed. How you get depressed over something like that? The world gone crazy. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to Oregon and talk to Tudor, I believe that is. Tudor, you are on the air.
JLP, thank you for putting me on.
Yes, sir.
I was not expecting to be put on. I'm a half hour behind you guys. Can you hear me?
Speak right. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm just on my iPhone.
Okay.
I made sure to not have the show on.
Right on. Go ahead.
So I'm a half hour behind. You said you didn't have a biblical question, but.
Well, I don't have one yet for this week.
Like that was, I just wanted to comment with producer, you know, put me on hold. And you helped me work on anger, and like growing up in the church, they always said Jesus was angry when he kicked the people out of the temple. And I went and reread, and it said that he sat down and sewed a whip, which I know how to make rope and cord. It's like 3 or 4 hours. It doesn't say he yelled. It doesn't say he was angry. To me, that's the opposite, where he sat down for a long time and sewed the whip. And once again, I am not Jesus. I'm a man, as was he. So my comment was a suggestion was Jesus angry when he kicked the money changers out of the temple?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Well, it can't be the biblical question now because you already gave it away.
Oh, you were suggesting that be a new biblical question?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I didn't guess that. But we've talked about that so much on this show because the Christians have been lied to and told that Jesus was angry. And so they use that to justify their anger. And even though anger is evil, Christ made it clear that anyone that has anger is a murderer. Do not trust an angry person. They still want to justify the anger because they don't want to overcome it. But Jesus was not angry. Anger,
yeah,
there's no love in anger.
And there's no weight in sin. He says that if you think it in your JLP, you have got me back into reading because I grew up in the church. Got me back into reading what I was taught and versus the directives and what it says. And also was very poignant the other day. I was watching one of your old ones where the guy says, well, you got me thinking what I'm not supposed to think. And he told him, forget about it immediately. You already know.
Yeah, when you read the Bible, don't read it to remember because it just become a bunch of intellectual knowledge in your head. And the devil worked with that to make you think you know the truth or you know the truth and you don't. But if you read it and just put it away and let the spirit of truth reveal to you what you read, it's a different impact.
And even more than that, so you don't remember, it was an AME pastor. He says, well, Jesse, you got me thinking. I'm not supposed to remember what you told me. You told him, no, forget it immediately.
Yeah. Let it go in one ear and out the other because, again, when you remember stuff like that, it just becomes intellectual knowledge.
That's right.
And it doesn't do anything. You still walk around lost. You still walk around asleep. You still walk around angry. Thank you, man. I appreciate
the suggestion for
the biblical question, but I...
JLP, one more thing.
I didn't hear you say that it was a biblical question. What the?
Hey, JLP, one more thing.
Okay.
You really got me back in Genesis. And what I realized, the first interpreter was the serpent. Did God say, you will surely die? That's the first interpretation, because God had already told people what to do.
Yeah.
Knowledge, we know.
Yeah.
And the serpent interpreted, and we became, he said, you will become like us. And so he had to give us everything. But the first interpreter was the serpent. Did God say, you will surely die?
Very deceiving. And he does that even today in the minds and the thoughts of every human being. Until you start to really wake up and realize that you've been listening to the devil and all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I love you so much, JLP. Thank you.
You stay with it, man. Just stay. I don't care what happened. You stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets clearer, and it's amazing.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77. Jesse, let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
You know what, Jesse? I'm listening to you this morning talk about the gas prices. And I've called in and I spoke to you about this before, and I think I'm finally starting to realize, amongst a bunch of other reasons why you're laughing at people who are on financial crisis right now, is because you're rich. These problems don't affect you. And so when you hear that the gas prices are going up 50, sometimes 50 cents, even a dollar, it's laughable to you because it doesn't make a difference. The gas prices could be $10.
You made up
right
all
now.
That in your head?
The gas prices could be $10.
Jerome, you
right
made
now.
All that up in your head?
Never mind, because
Jerome,
it doesn't make a difference
Jerome.
To you because you're rich.
Jerome.
I just answered.
Jerome, yeah. You made up all that in your head?
No, it's the truth. It doesn't. You don't
That's
care
not the
about
truth. I'm laughing energy. At this woman talking about she getting depressed and she has to cancel her trip to Las Vegas and the canyon. And now she's the Grand Canyon. And now she's becoming depressed. Should she be getting depressed over having to cancel a trip to Las Vegas?
I'm not talking about her. She speaks for one person.
Should she be becoming depressed over that?
I don't care. She speaks for a lot of people in America
right
now.
Jerome.
Jerome,
I don't think he can hear me. Have Jerome call. I had to let him go, so I don't think he can hear me. Jerome, call back and talk to Derek, because right now I don't think you can hear me. Can you hear me, Derek?
I don't know.
Yeah. He sounded like when that guy from California called Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can hear.
Sometimes that's the case, and sometimes they're just so high on their rant that they wanted to get their rant out.
Oh.
But sometimes it's coming in a little quiet in their ear, so I don't want to judge.
Right. Jerome, thank you can hear me, so I can't play if you can't hear. And anyone who says, oh, I'm depressed because I can't go to Las Vegas like I promised my children, I can't go to the Grand Canyon. You don't think that's funny? Then you got an issue. Amazing. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Birdie Bound Brian. Amazing. It's not me who is thinking.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Marty, you. Happy Sunday, everyone, and JLP crew. I love you guys. Hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Stay blessed.
Thank you, and thanks for your support, and it was amazing. It went by really fast. The weather was, like, amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80's been a member for 18 months. on the Bond YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you, Peter 80s.
Says Peter 80 says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing. Thumbs up. Stay with it is a blessing. Staying with it is a blessing.
Yes. Do not let the devil in your mind deceive you to quit. And don't let the devil and other people deceive you to quit, because they will try to get you to quit. And it's not them, but it's the hell in them. So don't fall for it. Say, okay, go and do what you want to do. I'm going to work on me. Amazing. Thank you.
Cold Burger Art. Feelings are like sex. Feeling sad about anything is still a feeling. Getting high on your own supply. Terrible. Pepe Jesse preaching emoji.
It's amazing how emotions deceive you. Really, it's just mind-blowing to me. And emotions are pushed like nothing going no. And you're pushing evil. You're encouraging evil. Thank you.
Over on Facebook, we were streaming live church on Facebook, as usual. I started a little late. But Jeremy G. Jesse, you crazy. Jesus wept. You can have compassion and empathy and not be from the devil or something to give yourself a thrill. That is a crazy take, says Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy. But what you don't know, in real compassion, there are no feelings. Fake compassion is feelings. And because you're so accustomed to feeling, and then the world told you that, oh, if you don't feel something, something wrong with you, you believe a lie. But I'll just say it. Feelings, yeah, for a feeling gets you. Stay with it. But Jesus was not into emotion. His father, God, was a dispassionate God. Anyone who has emotions, their father, the devil, is a passionate God. What the? Thank you.
Shooter W on Kick. We were streaming on Kick.
Good morning, Kick.
What would you consider of age? Is 16 of age?
I don't know. I don't think about that, really. I just know that in the good old days, when men were in charge, it was the family of their own children decided what is of age and not. And now that the females are in charge, mamas are taking over. They're trying to tell you how to raise your children. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Julie M. with a foxy dog with a getup and fireworks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie M. Very generous.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nico.
Thank you.
Nico says on Buy Me a Coffee, if Jesus was a Jew, are Christians spiritually Jewish?
Very good question. Yes. I like that. Thank you.
We'll raid the rest later.
I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, I'll be back in 2 hours. I'll be back in 2 hours. Two more hours to go. Hate news coming right now. Back in a moment.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores and get Punchy's Coffee.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Commie Nonsense Network. No, not Commie Nonsense Network. CBS and Revolver News are reporting, and you may have heard this already, actually, that U.S. intelligence shows that Iran's late supreme leader, the guy Khamenei, however you say that guy's name, rest in peace, he was that late supreme leader. He was wary, meaning he was concerned and he was hesitant, maybe. He was didn't really want to do it necessarily, of his son taking power, according to sources. So said CBS News report on March 15th, 2026. And Trump posted on Truth Social that Iran was creating fake AI war videos and footage and pictures probably too. Propaganda. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves females. You ought to, as well as Mondays. It is March 16th, AD 2026. Speaking of Female Monday, the Women's Forum is coming up on this, the third Thursday of the month. That's the 19th coming up, right, ladies? The Women's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles is the plan, if it be the Lord's will and if the creek doesn't rise. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you need any info to get on over here, ladies, for the Women's Forum with your fellow ladies and with JLP. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports gas prices in the United States, as you heard earlier this hour, have risen about 24% since the war in Iran began, according to AAA. Brent crude oil, the global benchmark, surpassed $106 a barrel on Sunday, reaching its highest level since 2022, which is not that long ago. That was under sleazy Joe Biden. Shout out, Joe Biden. What a mess. As the war with Iran, according to CNN, enters its 17th day, just 17 days, fresh strikes rattling parts of the Middle East, while disruptions on the Strait of Hormuz are pushing oil prices to their highest level in years. The critical waterway, main route for shipping oil from the Persian Gulf to the rest of the world, has been effectively closed since the war began. Our greatest president, do not fret, Donald J. Trump, has urged U.S. allies of these other countries to help address disruptions in the state, police the Strait of Hormuz, and warned NATO faces a very bad future if they do not assist. Nice. Trump has invoked executive authority to restart a controversial, which usually means reasonable, oil pipeline off of California's coast amid opposition from state so-called officials. The Energy Department said the order is intended to address supply disruption risks and reduce U.S. reliance on foreign oil, which is a good pursuit, right? Energy independence. Did you know that there were the Oscars were last night? I didn't even know. The 98th Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, on Sunday celebrated the year's biggest films and top talents. Top of the dung pile, perhaps, but hey, it's just, what isn't? Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another. One Battle After Another won Best Picture along with five other awards. Wow. Including Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, whatever that is. Ryan Coogler's Sinners, that's that black movie, right? I think. Which entered the night with a record 16 nominations, took home Best Original Screenplay, Best Original Score, and Best Cinematography. Huh. Michael B. Jordan got Best Actor for his, what the Commie Nonsense describes as impressive, dual role as twin brothers in the film. And Jesse, with an I-E, J-E-S-S-I-E, not to be confused with Jesse Lee Peterson, J-E-S-S-E, no I in that Jesse. Jesse Buckley completed her award season sweep, winning Best Actress for her, what Commie Nonsense describes as riveting performance in Hamnet. Whatever that is. Well, congratulations. There's some travel chaos going on, and I'll have to tell you about that in the coming hour. 1 month into the partial government shutdown, hundreds of TSA agents have quit. Wow. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Somewhere in the world today, men to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And the biblical question, not yet. I don't have one for today, so hopefully tomorrow. Check out the fellowship we dealt with last week, biblical question, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't watch the show because you got to run around right now, you can watch, you can still listen as it is happening on your phone, podcast, but listen on your phone while you're out and about by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to all of your super chats today. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, they'll call, we take their calls first as they come in. Because every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
What the?
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That's for sure. If you only knew how and the depths of how you've been lied to. And all those lies have done is enslaved you. Amazing. So, Jerome, Derek told me you called back and you was outside and you couldn't hear me that well. Jerome, I thought it seemed that you couldn't hear me that well. Call me again another day. Amazing. So one other quick thing I want to show you about what's happening in this Iran dealing, and the president said it's necessary. Let's have a way to see. How about have a way to see? Are you better off under the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, or the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama and Joe Biden? Are you better off? Amazing, huh? So some of you know about what's happening in Iran right now. And it's very, very interesting. Have a way to see. Give it time. Don't let the world, your media, your so-called leaders cause you to overreact. and jump to conclusion. Have a wait and see in life. It's okay to have a wait and see. It's okay to neither be for or against, but to have a wait and see. It's okay to be free. It's a spiritual battle. Have a way to see. In this, what's happening, this dealing with Iran situation, it's being reported by, I don't know what that news called, Scripps News, a U.S. refueling aircraft was lost over Iraq during a combat mission, killing all six crew members on board, according to U.S. Central Command. Watch this from WBNC and Scraps News.
Tonight, the Ohio National Guard confirmed the deaths of Captain Seth Koval, Captain Curtis Angst, and Tech Sergeant Tyler Simmons.
War is hell. War is chaos. And as we saw yesterday with the tragic crash of our KC-135 tanker, bad things can happen.
That plane went down in western Iraq Thursday. It looked similar to this one you see here, and it collided with a second aircraft. And again, the military confirming all six airmen aboard are dead.
And we understand that this occurred in the western part of Iraq during combat operations that were taking place, but the military not saying much more than that, beyond saying that this is all under investigation and that, again, it involved two aircraft, that KC-135 and a second aircraft that has not yet been identified by the military. This crash coming during a lot of refueling operations that had been taking place during combat operations during the day that had been seeing a lot of action over not just Iraq, but of course also Iran. And it is the fourth time that there has been an incident involving an aircraft.
Amazing. It's amazing that they can refuel like that while in the air. Is that, like, interesting? White people are so smart. You can gas up while still in the air. That's amazing. Talking about a gift from God, that is amazing. Have a way to see, folks. Think for yourself. Don't listen to this crap from the media, whether conservative or liberal media. Have a way to see. Even if the conservative media is telling you the actual truth about the situation, still have a way to see. Live freely. Don't react. Stop reacting to the devil inside of your mind and emotions. Or outside of you, inside of others. And may their souls rest in peace. Amazing. Let me go to Mark out of Los Angeles. Mark, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. That's me. How are you doing, Jesse?
Hey, Mark, come back to your phone. You're far away or something.
All right. So, like, check it out. Here now, I'm on my 50-mile running right now. I'm homeless right now. Living
hold
in
on.
Atlanta.
Hold on, Mark. There, when I can't hear him. It's like he's way off or something. 888-77. Jesse, let me just do this while I can. I wanted to tell you this story. I have told you over and over and over again that there is no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Abba-ism, Debbie Dad-ism, anti-Semitism, white supremacism, no isms. Those are just made up words to get a reaction from you to control you. That's what it is. It's all about that. And I promise you that when you start living from within and pay attention to what's happening in your mind and emotion, you're going to stop overreacting. You were not created to overreact to anything. But because you've been taught and trained to overreact, you think you were. Isn't that amazing? And you overreact. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, men and women, women even for the most part, did not overreact to the situation. They tell you to calm down and see what happens. This word racism has been made up to control you. And they are built on this word and built on it and built on it. And each time they build on it, they make it sound worse to get a reaction. And if you're not a free thinker, you believe that it exists, that racism exists. And then as soon as a situation comes, right away, the imagination, the thoughts are all lies all the time. About anything, and tell you, oh, you're being stopped, or you're being stopped by the police, or you're being this because you're black, or you're female, or you're this, or you're that. The devil lies to you, and then you overreact, not realizing you've been lied to, because you won't pull away and think for yourself. Racism has never and never will exist. It's a made-up word. And they went from racism to affirmative action to reparation to now DEI to something. And you're just overreacting. Watch this from CBS, Texas. A widely shared video of a January traffic stop in Hearst, that's in Texas, is raising new questions after a North Texas woman said she was injured during the encounter. Watch this from CBS, Texas.
The other big story that we're following is the story of a video of a traffic stop in Hearst is now leading to more questions tonight. A North Texas woman now says she was hurt during that incident. And our Marissa Armas spoke with the woman's attorney and shares what the Hearst Police Department has to say.
It's a video that's now widely circulating online. This is the end of an encounter with Hearst police following a traffic stop in January. The video shows Tanisha Thompson being pulled out of her car by the neck by a Hearst police officer. Moments later, several officers are seen pulling Thompson from the vehicle and taking her to the ground.
Ms. Thompson had a black eye. She had a busted lip requiring 3 to 4 stitches. And other scarring and soft tissue injuries that she's recovering from.
Thompson's attorney, Lee Merritt, says his client was driving home to Melissa with her 15-year-old son when she was pulled over for speeding while passing through Hearst. The now viral video shows Thompson taking out her phone to record the traffic stop.
She wasn't happy that she was being pulled over. She did not believe she was speeding. She suspected that she may have been the target of racial profiling.
What a mess, huh? What is the police to do? If this story is true that she refused to get out of the car, she's going to take out her phone and start taping, recording. What is the police to do? Tell me, what they got to do their job. Their job is to protect the people. What are they supposed to do? And do you think if this woman had never been told that racism exists, and then the police or police brutality against blacks, that they're stopping you because you're black, even though you know you may be wrong. I don't know the situation here, but let's say you are wrong and the police stop. The first thing the devil is going to tell you, oh, they're stopping you because you're black. And what you going to do? Overreact. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. What do you think your mind going to do? And they have been the traitors of the blacks. They have been telling the blacks, the police of police brutality. They're stopping you because you're black. And you commit if you run a light or do something wrong, I don't know the situation, but what's your mind going to tell you and how you going to react? The situation escalated after she refused the citation and attempted to roll up her window. Her attorney alleged that police used excessive force and violated her Fourth Amendment rights. Watch this from CBS Texas.
After arguing back and forth, an officer issues her a citation. She refuses to take it. The officer then tosses it into her car, and then Thompson throws the citation back out the window. The officer tells her that's littering, and that's when the situation escalates. Thompson tries to roll up the window, and the officer grabs her by the arm while repeatedly asking her to get out of the car. Thompson refused repeatedly before she was dragged out as her son watched.
The message that this kind of arrest and brutality sends to the community, especially when it's been ratified by the Hearst Police Department itself, is that if you don't respect a police officer, if you don't show them deference, if you don't kowtow to them, then they will brutalize you with impunity.
Merritt says the officers used excessive force and believes Thompson's Fourth Amendment rights were violated.
He could issue another citation for littering, or he can do what he did, which was completely lose control.
CBS News Texas requested an interview with the Hearst Police Department about the incident, but the department declined, sending us this statement instead. A thorough investigation was conducted. The claims submitted were determined to be unfounded, and the internal affairs investigation was closed.
Amazing, huh? And you blame the police. I don't know what happened, but I do know that when you're stopped by the cops, you should follow the commands. Show your license. If they want you to get out of the car, get out of the car. But these blacks, they've been lied to. And now they are mean and nasty. The cops stop them. They're going to react this way. Especially the young one, because of all your life you hear that you're being stopped because you're black by the traitors of the blacks. What are you going to do? And then the lawyers come along. Lawyers are about money. According to a report, she was pulled over for speeding, but believed she was being targeted for racial profiling. That's what the devil going to tell you. Because she may not understand that all thoughts are all lies all the time. And if she didn't believe she was speeding, okay, they stopped me for speeding. Ma'am, you stopped for speeding. Have a conversation. Ask about it. Deal with it. But don't act like that. Blacks, the police are not your enemies. What a sad way to live. Isn't that amazing, Hake?
It is. It's crazy.
They've been told police are against you. And automatically when you stop, it's racial profiling. This mess came about as a result of the so-called civil rights movement. The worst thing other than abortion that ever happened to the black, happened. Was the civil rights movement. The blacks, and not all, of course, but most have never recovered. They've only gotten worse. And then white people start catering to them instead of correcting them. They only get worse. Her son was in there in the car?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, they did say his son was in
there. 15-year-old.
Oh, 15? Oh, that's fine. Mama that act died in front of the boy. And now the 15 gonna believe it's racial profiling too.
Crazy. Reminds me of Sandra Bland, this woman who got pulled over because she, maybe her taillight wasn't working, or she moved over without blinking, using her blinker, and the cop was all overly polite. Would you put out your cigarette for me, please, or whatever. And she started a whole fight, and then she went, spent some days in jail over the situation and committed suicide.
She committed suicide in jail?
Yep.
According to the report?
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy.
The cops, you know how this woman threw the ticket out? And they're like,
yep.
They can let it stay on the ground. Because once he give her the ticket, it's registered now. And she got to show up to court if she doesn't pay the ticket. And one thing would lead to another.
He could have written another ticket for littering, $1,000 fine.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, you're right about that. And just leave it there. Once they put that ticket on your car, that's it.
Hopefully this cop doesn't lose his job over it.
Man, I hope not. That's normally what happens to white cops.
Yep.
Because and God forbid if they got like a black police chief or something, whether male or female or black, it's over for that white guy. But I hope he doesn't. What a mess. And it's going to get worse. It's a spiritual battle. Evil inside of human beings. Operating through them. To all four of three of them. Let's finish up the Super Chat while I go back to the callers. 888-77-JESSE.
Super Chat.
Tom, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. It's so amazing to see you interview pastors, people who have dedicated their whole life to, quote unquote, God and Christianity. And while talking to you, they have a chance to really see the truth and get a true understanding, and they cannot see it at all.
Amazing. Thank you. It's so interesting. I know what you mean, and it's so interesting. But the truth is not going to impose itself on anyone. Really. And it's so amazing, too. This is why you're not supposed, and no one is supposed to impose the truth on anyone if they don't want it. And so these pastors, they don't want the truth. They want to be deceived. People are living the way they live because that's what they want. So when I conversate with them during the interview, discussions, it's up to them, really. I totally understand it. Thank you, though. Appreciate your support.
Andre from the Bond Sunday meeting, what is your life all about? You had asked that question during church with J.C. Lee Peterson. I have absolutely no idea. I rest my case.
Yeah, I asked the question on Sunday, what is your life all about? And I realized that most people don't even ask themselves, don't even ask themselves, what is my life all about? Is my life about my happenings?
Happenings.
Is my life about what happens in my life? Because most people think that their lives are about the happenings. Oh, I got pulled over by the police. Or my wife left me. Or the lady may say my husband left me. Or somebody died. Or I lost my reputation. Or I got drunk and got pulled over. They think what's happening in their lives is their life. And that's mind-blowing to me. Have you ever asked yourself, Hank, are you ascending or descending spiritually?
I don't know if I've ever asked myself that.
You don't know? I think I made that the biblical question then.
Okay.
I won't respond to it. But you don't know if you ever ask yourself, if spiritually you are, am I descending spiritually or ascending spiritually? That's the biblical question. Because I realize in talking to people, most people don't question what's happening with them. They're so busy looking on the outside that they don't question what's happening on the inside. Is that a nice biblical question?
The question is, have you ever asked whether you're ascending or descending spiritually?
Yes.
It's a nice biblical question, yes.
Amazing.
Have you ever asked?
Ask.
Whether you're ascending or descending
spiritually.
Spiritually.
And you say you never asked yourself that?
I didn't say that. I said, oh, I don't said know if I ever did. I don't recall. Just call me Hillary Clinton.
So you can't remember if you ever ask yourself, am I descending or ascending spiritually? Wouldn't you know if you asked yourself that?
Seems like it might be a bit of a memorable question.
I would think so. Have you ever asked yourself that, Anchor Baby?
I think all the time.
You have asked yourself?
Not in those words.
Well, what do you mean you think all the time?
I think all the time, though. I think I'm like wondering and just kind of just considering the things that we're talking about and all that and how it's affecting me. Like, for example, I've spent months like just like accepting, so to speak, like that I'm not somewhere. And I'm like, oh, I didn't get what I thought I got. And then I've spent time, like months there, thinking, okay, I didn't get it. And then realizing that was a thought. And then, I don't know, just kind of considering the things we're talking about.
Right. So you say, yes, you have asked yourself, am I descending or ascending?
Yeah.
Spiritually. Nice. What do you think about hate? He can't recall.
He's overthinking it.
The son of Hillary. That's amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Also on...
I got the new biblical question. It just occurred.
Indeed.
Nice. Okay.
Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Lori, wow, church was so beautiful. It really is crazy how the devil has told me who I am, and the fake me is just a thought. So in reality, would you say I'm still a thought, but I'm a perfect thought of love from God? Thanks, Jesse.
Amazing. Is that a question for me or no?
It sounds like it is.
Repeat it.
In reality, would you say I'm still a thought, but I'm a perfect thought of love from God?
See, don't even think about that. That's why I hate put stuff like that. The devil going to use that. You should not be thinking I'm a perfect thought from God, because you just built another identity of the mind. And you don't want any identity. That was just for conversation's sake. No. Don't get into that kind of thinking either. If you want to know God, and you can, you got to stop thinking. Because the mind, the thoughts cannot in no way at all understand the mind of God. So tell them no, don't start thinking that way.
No, Lori, stop thinking that way.
Amazing. Thank you, Lori.
Bye from Eric. I'm trying to figure out if some form of distraction, unconsciousness, is beneficial for the body and mind. Is there a physical or a spiritual benefit in staying busy? Does God need companionship?
What?
Okay, so is there
any... Let me take a break.
Okay.
And let's start
up. We'll revisit that one.
Huh?
We'll revisit that one.
Yeah. Amazing. Quick break. Amazing how fast time goes by. Back in a moment. Thank you all. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Few announcements. The ladies, you meant Hake mentioned the ladies forum this Thursday night in the Hake News. Hake, the ladies forum, believe it or not, this Thursday is the third Thursday of the month already. Of this month, March. It looked like March just got here. What the? Soon it'll be tax day. But the ladies forum this Thursday night at 7 p.m. for ladies only. Come on down, ladies. We're going all the way up to the fifth floor and hopefully beyond. And the ladies' meetings are, I love those meetings because the ladies are working on themselves. And it's mind-blowing. So stay with it. And then the Hake Report is coming up right after my show, after the JLP show, the Hake Report. .com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out Punchies TV, PUNCHIE.TV. You can podcast. Brand new episode there. Very, very interesting. And don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like button. Like the videos. Amazing. Let's go back to the, we stopped off with the Super Chats, and then I get some calls.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Eric, reiterating Eric's question, I'm trying to figure out if some form of distraction, unconsciousness, is beneficial for the body and mind. Is there a physical or spiritual benefit in staying busy?
No. Not at all. And the only thing you want to be busy doing, when I say busy, in the physical way, going to work, making your meal, put gas in your car, taking care of your outer life, your physical life. There's nothing beneficial to being busy. If you're going to stay busy, you're never going to be conscious, because busyness doesn't want you to slow down and overcome. So, no. Amazing. Thank you.
And Eric also asks, this same set of coffees, does God need companionship?
No. No. What the? Thank you.
Our thoughts of the flesh, asks someone. What? Coffees. Our thoughts of the flesh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Robert, with a generous 10 coffees, extra coffees today, because I've been playing in your face during tithes and offerings.
That preacher said to his congregation, we played it last week, I want to see y'all tax papers. I'm tired of y'all playing in my face during the tithe and offering time, period. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
And Anthony L., shocked, wide mouth agape sticker.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin S. on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Tithe on your tips, he says.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Marilyn bought a coffee. Good morrow. Amazing session yesterday, Uncle Jesse. Fellowship is always the best reminder that the only true enemy is within. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Black hands making a heart emoji.
Absolutely. Your true enemy is inside of you. In your imagination. Your imagination, my imagination, anyone that's into the imagination, into thoughts, that's where your true enemy dwells, pretending to be your friend. Pretending to be your friend. Thoughts pretend to be looking out for you. They pretend to be giving you the right advice. They pretend, and you believe them. And then they tell you, oh, your enemy is on the outside. Look over there. Or your preacher or your parents or somebody tell you your enemy is outside of you. I promise you it's not true. Your enemy is inside of you. All thoughts, all lies, all the time, pretending to be your friend. Stay with it. You stay with it. You see it clear and clear and clear. And the more you see it, the clearer you see it, the freer you become. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I hope that Pearl is listening right now because I'm not a fanboy of Pearl Davis, but I do respect her work, and that's why I was wondering what she thought about the war in Iran because I'm pretty sure she'd voted for Trump. However, if it's a problem to ask a quote-unquote woman about the war, then I wouldn't waste my money, my time again, because the one thing that Mike Young doesn't like is to waste his money on nothing. Very disappointing, but I wish her well.
Yeah, don't be mad, Mike. Pearl is the kind of person that really, she appears, and I believe it so far, that she really want men to lead. And that's why she's pointing out where the women have gone wrong and exactly what they're doing, because a lot of men pretend not to see and understand the nature of the female. And so she really, really appears to want men to take over. So it wasn't personal. Thank you, though, Mike.
I thought it made for a good point to be made.
Yeah. And she would, it was, right. It was she used that question to make a very good point, is that this wars because women are emotional. They can't decide what's right or bad by a war. So it was a good point, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Mike Young bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, I wonder if that mother felt the same way about gas prices under Biden and Obama.
I rest my case. Same thing. Did she get depressed? Because she couldn't go to Vegas when they were in office? Was she upset that she couldn't go to the Grand Canyon with her children? Good point. Amazing.
Indeed. Nick LaBoy on Rumble with a Rumble rant. Be careful, Jesse. Your selective morality is showing. Laughing faces with tears coming out, joking. Happy Monday. Let's hear that New Testament. If.
Amazing. I didn't understand when that person said that last week, that caller. It was a caller, right?
Yeah.
He was saying, I still don't know what that means, selective morality. I don't. Do you remember?
I remember the call.
But what does it mean, selective morality, concerning things like that?
It means that you are will talk about one type of one crime from one group, but not crime from another group.
Oh, it was a black guy call, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that. I talk about the black crime, but not the white crime.
Yeah.
And he kept trying to ramble all real fast of white crime. I remember now. I'm black and slow, but not that black and slow. Thank you. Amazing.
And I'm sure we will be playing the New Testament If poem again sometime in not too long. Nick LaBoy, thank you for the request.
Oh, he asked for that.
He said, let's hear the New Testament If.
Dare is telling me the inconsistent application of ethical principles. That made it difficult. Now I don't understand.
Well, that's not what he was describing, actually. It was a false accusation. It was a misuse of the term in that case.
What do you mean?
Because selective morality, just because you don't talk about some other crime, doesn't mean that you have a different double standard on that type of crime.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Can we get the infinite?
Nice.
Is it easy to pull up? Okay.
Y'all have Nick LaBoy to thank for this.
Ask and you shall receive. And listen. This poem that we're about to play, the If, it's so true. If you can do this, you will become a man and you will become a woman. It's for men and women. And you can do it if you want to be free. Listen to this and watch.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so amazing. I can never get enough of hearing that. Because it is so true. And that is the New Testament. That is what Christ did exactly. And you can do it too. If you want to. It's up to you. Men and women. What do you think about that when you hear that, Hake?
I was thinking about how it applies to Trump, like now more than ever.
Sure does. A living example of that. A perfect living example. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy. Continue with the Super Chats over on YouTube. Gregatron says, I have a BQ for you. What is the mind? What is it?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for the biblical question.
Send a suggestion to producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Producer@jesseleepeterson.com. Amazing. Thank you.
a generous 34 coffees from Nate G. Thank you all for helping me. Triple exclamation mark.
Nate G.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nate G. And thank you for helping us to help others. Just passing along and along and along. Us, Christ was a servant, and that's how he was doing it. Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat. Morning, half-breed.
Half-breed. That's all I ever heard. Half-breed. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
Did you hear the socialist New York mayor is trying to pass a 50% death tax on New York residents? Then have the nerve to criticize the dollar increase in gas prices. All the while, they want to steal the inheritance you worked hard to leave for your children upon death. What the?
Amazing. I don't believe I heard that, but I'm not surprised. My dummy said, what are you going to do? He's a socialist. He's a Muslim socialist. And the voters knew that. And they voted for him. And now the workers are going to suffer, the taxpayers, even more in New York. The people are going to leave New York, even more so. But where are you going to go if you keep running? Where are you going to go? But thank you. I appreciate that. But I'm not surprised at all.
Eric, in response to the BQ, have you ever asked if you're ascending or descending spiritually?
Right on.
Every day. I realize any time I believe one thought, I'm running in place and don't know it. The only way to ascend spiritually is to doubt all thoughts, even the thought that says there's a me.
Amazing.
Says he.
Thank you, Eric. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Gregatron with another...
That question just occurred to me this morning as I'm speaking right here. That's cool. Yes.
Indeed. Gregatron with another super chat. Who is worse, Karen Bass or Lori Lightfoot? Triple question mark.
A good question. I think they're both the same. Really. Laura's not around anymore. Whatever happened to Laura?
I think they're begging to have Lori Lightfoot back after that Brandon Johnson guy.
I know. Brandon Johnson is worse than Laura. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Cornerstone.
Shout out.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. I do appreciate it. The world gone crazy. And be sure to check out our fellowship yesterday and the last Sunday and the Sunday before that and the Sunday before that. They are amazing. I want to get to this, and then call us. I will get to you. But I want to get to this because every time I hear this kind of stuff now or see it in the media, it reminds me of reporting on these types of things when it was happening, and they are still happening in Europe. And I never imagined that it would happen in my country. And it is. And now people are afraid of terrorist attack on planes in this country. They're afraid to go out in public places where there are a lot of people because they're concerned that some form of terrorist attack will happen in the United States of America. I told you, and I've said it over and over again, that it's only going to get worse now. It's only going to get worse. You heard about what's happened in Michigan, right? At the Michigan synagogue, CBS News is reporting more details are emerging about the suspect and the attack on the Temple Israel in Michigan on Thursday. Sources says Lebanese-born U.S. citizen. He was born in Lebanon, and he became a citizen here. Hyman Mohammed Ghazali. How come they have so many names? Hyman Ghazali lost family members in a recent strike attack in Lebanon. Watch this CBS News.
One of America's largest synagogues remains off limits this weekend as investigators continue sifting through the damage and collecting evidence from Thursday's attack on Temple Israel. Staff member Cassie Cohen was working inside when a truck packed with explosive materials rammed through the front door.
I can't get out of my mind the sound of the car crashing and then the gunfire.
On Friday, federal agents raided the Dearborn Heights home of 41-year-old Ayman Mohammed Ghazali, a Lebanese-born American citizen identified by investigators as the suspect. The FBI reports Ghazali waited 2 hours in the temple parking lot before driving his car into the building, getting jammed in the hallway and exchanging fire with security guards.
At some point during the gunfight, Ghazali suffers a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
CBS News has learned Ghazali, seen here on this store security video, bought $2,000 worth of explosive materials from a fireworks store 2 days before the attack.
In the bed of the truck, we found large quantities of commercial-grade fireworks and several jugs of flammable liquid we believe to be gasoline.
If a foreigner goes to a store and they buy that much, that many explosive things, that should really make you think, what is this person about to do? What the? Isn't that amazing? According to the report, his folks died in there. And reports indicates the suspect, two brothers, who were members of Hezbollah rocket unit. What the? Along with his niece and nephew, were killed in an Israeli airstrike in southern Lebanon earlier this month. Why is this?
A local journalist working with CBS News also visited Ghazali's native hometown in southern Lebanon, where community members said his two brothers were members of a Hezbollah rocket unit. They were killed earlier this month in an Israeli airstrike, along with Ghazali's niece and nephew.
Yesterday's attack was anti-Semitism. It was hate, plain and simple.
Clergy members are grateful no one was seriously hurt, but Rabbi Jen later says this community is now grappling with an endless amount of emotional wounds.
None of us signed up for this. This was not the feeling in America when we became rabbis.
Just 2 months ago, the FBI's Detroit office led an active shooter response training for Temple Israel staff and clergy. Many here are crediting that training for saving lives.
Thanks to these protocols and these safety procedures and the strength and bravery of our people, this is not a different story.
She's a rabbi? Well, no wonder. What the? What a mess, huh? What do you think about that in the United States of America? She says she's a rabbi. I rest my case. It's going to get worse. I'm sorry to report. I'm not sorry to report, but it's going to get worse. And they said this guy was let in under Barack and Biden, I believe, administration. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. When I come back, and thank you, by the way, for your super chats. I do appreciate it. We're going to finish them up as well. And when I come back, I'll take your call. The hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. I'll be back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
We'll be right back.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world, but don't sweat it. Our greatest president is working to clean it up. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, March 16th, AD 2026. And there is one line open. I do see them filling up, y'all. So to call in as you can to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Hang tight, callers. If you're hearing my voice, you're on hold and we will get to you. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. Come at me, flat earther bros. I say it's an obvious globe. And we are flat earth friendly, if we are friendly at all. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. Check him out. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. And then, of course, Women's Forum, the third Thursday of the month this week. It's the 16th right now. The 19th, I believe, is the Women's Forum, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. If you need info, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events or call the Bond office, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting on that a month into the partial government shutdown. Hundreds of TSA agents have quit. Others have taken unscheduled time off, prompting even more travel disruptions at airports nationwide. TSA so-called workers missed their first full paycheck over the weekend after funding for the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees the agency, lapsed in February amidst a standoff between Republicans and demon rats, get it, over immigration reform. In a letter Sunday, the CEOs of major airlines urged Congress to restore funding and ensure federal aviation workers are paid during shutdowns. Nice. And severe weather, a powerful storm sweeping across the eastern USA, as millions of people in the Midwest and Great Lakes remain under blizzard warnings, damaging winds topping 75 miles an hour, that's not too slow, and tornadoes possible across much of the southeast and mid-Atlantic today, if it hasn't happened already, with a level 4 out of 5 severe risk covering parts of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland. A level 3 risk stretches from Georgia up to Pennsylvania to New Jersey. And the system intensified Sunday as multiple storms raced from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes, and winds up to 80 miles per hour. Figure it out if you're a kilometer bro, I don't know. Triggering numerous severe weather warnings overnight as it pushed toward the Appalachians. Is it Appalachians or Appalachians? Is it both acceptable? I grew up saying Appalachians. Anyway, six U.S. airmen were killed, you know, in that refueling crash that JLP reported earlier this show. Tributes are pouring in for the 6 U.S. Air Force airmen killed when a refueling aircraft crashed in Iraq on Thursday last week. The victims are Major John A. Klinner, age 33, of Auburn, Alabama, Captain Ariana G. Savino, 31. I like how they call them airmen, not airpersons, even though it is a woman. She's an airman woman, or was. Now she's in heaven or wherever. 31 of Covington, Washington State. Ariana Savino. Tech Sergeant Ashley B. Pruitt, 34. Another gal, it looks like. Of Bardstown, Kentucky. Captain Seth R. Coville, 38. Of Mooresville, Indiana. Captain Curtis J. Angst, 30. Wilmington, Ohio. And Tech Sergeant Tyler H. Simmons, 28, of Columbus, Ohio. The crew members were aboard the U.S. Air Force KC-135 Stratotanker, the military said, adding that the crash was not due to hostile fire nor friendly fire. Their deaths bring the number of U.S. troops killed in connection to the war to 13. Rest in peace. And Trump is going after TV networks, or at least the FCC, maybe. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I have a brand new biblical question. A brand new, it just happened on the air. What the? Oh, I don't have it. I thought I had it. I'm sorry? What? He talked in my ear. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't have it. I'll come back to it. But we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever you're doing, because we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, heard around the world by everybody, and they mama if you're black, their mama if you're white. And so you got to run around and do what you got to do. In some cases, you can podcast the show, but if not, I mean, you can podcast and you can listen on your phones by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah, what a mess. So my brand new biblical question, we don't have the video yet, but I got it here. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself that? Start living from within and question what's happening in you and what you've been taught. And you'll see. It will be so interesting. an amazing spiritual question, by the way. Let me go to Rachel out of Boston, Massachusetts. Rachel, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Rachel, speak up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can, yes.
How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
Very good. Jesse, the reason I'm calling today is I'm a single mom, and I know that you said that women are not meant to lead.
Right.
So right now, my senior manager, who's also a female, she's offering me a management position, a management role. And, you know, I could make a little bit more money than I do now in my current position. So I'm just calling to see what you think. Should I take this offer?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want it?
I mean, I could use the money.
Do you want it?
Oh, I never thought about it like that. I just always thought about how you said that I'm not meant, you know, women are not meant to lead. So right. That's why I'm always hesitant.
Right. And so do you want it, the position?
I do. I want it for the money. Is that bad?
No. You need the money. That's why you're working.
Okay.
So you do want it? Do you want it?
I want it.
If you didn't need the money, but the opportunity came to be in management position, would you want it?
If I didn't need the money, I never thought of it that way. Probably not.
And why not?
If I'm making the same, and if the money's not the issue, then I probably wouldn't take it. I don't want to deal with people.
Oh, you don't want to deal with people?
Yeah, they're all female.
Oh, what a mess. Do what you want, Rachel, but if you need the money, you want the money in a position there to make more money, I would recommend you take it if you want it. But when you're working, you stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing so that the spirit of truth can lead you in the right way to be a manager.
Okay.
Don't go into your ego and try to pretend to be something you're not. Stay in the present, and I promise you, you'll become an amazing manager. Stay away from anger. Don't play that ego game, and you'll be just fine.
Right, right. Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes. Yes, but, that makes sense.
And you said you're not married, right?
No.
Yeah, so you got to work and take care of yourself. So just don't do it with that ego, and you'll be just fine as a manager.
All right. So not doing with the ego means to stay present.
Yes.
Okay.
And you stay present. First of all, you should do the silent prayer morning and night. But during the day, you stay present by being aware of where you are and what you're doing. Meaning, keep your mind with you instead of letting the mind trip off somewhere else. And you'll be just fine. You'll do well. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I do. Yes, I am.
Every morning and night?
Yes.
Yeah.
Morning and night?
Yeah, stay with that and be grateful for the opportunity, especially if you want it, and you can make more money, but stay present. You'll be fine. Then
okay.
Women, nowadays, you got to work because a lot of women are not getting married. They got to take care of themselves. And then you got to, you want to make money, much money you can on the job. So you'll be fine. Just stay present.
Okay. All right.
Any questions about that?
That's good to know. No, that's good to know, Jesse.
Yeah. Stay present and you'll be fine. Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
I'll appreciate the opportunity. All right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. I wish you well with this new position. If you take it, let me know how it goes.
I absolutely will.
All right. Amazing.
All right. Bye, Jesse.
Bye now.
Amazing. Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Ladies, it's the way it is now. And so if you're working, and you got to be working, and you stay present, really, and you won't be trying to be like a macho man. But let me go to Mark out of Los Angeles, California. Mark.
How are you doing?
You're on the air, Mark.
How are you doing? It's been a long time, man. I've been listening to your comments, and I just want to thank you for waking up the fallen sheep. All the Mexicans out there, I love you, but, you know, it's all good, man. We got this going on. We're going to win this war, and I love you. I just wanted to say the biblical question of the day for me is all this suffering that these people are talking about. You're right, man. I'm talking about walking two homeless dogs. We lost Bubba. We lost Bubba, a pit bull, due to the fact that all these immigrants are scared of the wrong things, man. They're scared of all the wrong things, and they're scared to speak up, but they didn't realize once you let that go, nothing will be scared. What are you scared of? The immigration is doing their job. Jesse, I've witnessed more racism by my own people, but I'll tell you right now, I just need to get that punchy. Thank you for your service, and we're going to the Navy. We're going to do this. Hey, I got my two dogs. Jenny, I got my dog Jenny. I got my dog Forrest. But tell me why Bubba had to die. Why? Because the ignorant Mexican policy. The owner was autistic. He abused his dog in America. He's American. Next minute, he's on Vivi. Alu Akbar, Shalom. You can't be in the middle. You got to stick with God. But I'll tell you right now, I'm homeless. I'm not complaining. I shut up. And I'll tell you, I'm living in Chinatown rent-free, peace-free. I need that punchy coffee. I need that punchy coffee. There's no better place than rock bottom. I love you, Jesse. I'll talk to you later. We're going to the Navy. We're going to make it happen. I love you, baby.
Thank you, buddy. I wish you well.
All right, baby. We're going to Atlanta. I've been there, done that. The black people paved the way, but the new NIGTA is the M-I-S-E-S-N. We're going to make it. We got to secure our borders, baby. If you don't like the truth, then hang up the phone, baby. I love you. I'm on my way. We're going to go to the Navy. I love you, Bobby.
All right. I wish you well, Mark. Thank you. Enjoy Pudgy's coffee. Enjoy the coffee. It is good. Amazing. I gotta get this in. Thank you, Mark. Punchy coffee. Good. Don't forget to like the videos. I want to mention this. I don't know if I did already or if you've seen this or not from Fox and Friends. Fox News. Fox and Friends interviewed this early, quote unquote, childhood director of the Temple Israel in Michigan. And that was the school where the quote unquote a terrorist attack happened last week. And so they interviewed an early childhood director of Temple Israel in Michigan who opened up about her community trauma following Thursday's target attack. She described feeling profound sadness, anger, and fear. This is a quote-unquote early childhood director. Watch this.
I am still feeling this profound sadness and anger and fear that this is happening to us in the first place. With all of the love and all of the support, I'm not sure we could survive without that, but I am so angry, and I am so sad that this is where we have to be, and that the support even needs to be surrounding us because we're being targeted because somebody tried to kill our kids on Thursday.
What a lost female, right? She lost. So sad. So emotional. And she is an early childhood director of Temple Israel, Michigan. How is that going to help the children of scared, sad, worried female is teaching them how they're going to grow up strong. And so, because children are not like normally emotional like that. They're normally not that way. And now she's going to pass that on to your children. And you're going to have to deal with it as a parent. Her community. And I hear a lot of people using the word community now. I don't even know what that means. When I was growing up, I never heard my community. It was the people that lived down the road from me. When did we all become a community? When? She opened up about her community trauma. So what, she's feeling bad for the whole community? The whole neighborhood? Emotions? And they are so well pushed nowadays, it's not even funny. Because you allowed the women to take over. Women are emotional until they start to overcome it. And you can't overcome it, ladies. If you doubt me, you should watch Sunday service and visit the female meetings on the meeting, the forum for ladies on the third Thursday night of the month. These ladies overcoming all that crappy emotion. They thought it was good, too, because they were told that a woman should be emotional. Emotions are evil. Emotions shows a sign of the lack of love. It doesn't show a sign of love. You've been lied to, ladies. And now the men are becoming emotional, too. I'm so passionate, they say. Emotions are not good. Look how violent human beings are in their state of emotions. Look what happens to you when your mama or your grandmama tell you, I love you, baby, in an emotional way. If you don't say it back or you don't show it back, they go off on you. Because it's all ego, it's all wrong, it's about themselves. They don't love you. You can deal with this situation, the alleged terrorist attack, without being emotional. As a matter of fact, it's better for the children if they see that the parents are not emotional, but dealing with issues with love. And love is not an emotional thing. Why do you think your marriages are not working? Because you're in love. And if you don't get that love back, you go crazy. Because that's not love. It's sad that human beings are calling good evil good and good evil. They think that if you're not into emotions, something wrong with you. Even though in their emotional state, they're unhappy. A so-called early childhood director at a church, Temple of Israel in Michigan, teaching that to your children. And then they got a female speaking for the community. Why? Why you have a female in a time of terrorist attack, allegedly, you have a female speaking for the whole community? I didn't think the Jews were like that. I didn't know that Jews allow women to be what you call the Jew preacher? A rabbi, rabbis, and so-called community leaders and all that. When did that start? That's going to be the downfall even more so for the Jewish religion. Look what it done to Christianity and to Allah Abba religion and to Mormon religion. It hasn't helped it. Emotions, whether good or bad, are just a thrill. And human beings love thrills. Who would I be if I didn't have my thrill of anger, if I didn't have the thrill of resentment, or if I didn't have the thrill of judgment, or if I didn't have the thrill of fear? Who would I be if I didn't have my thrills? Well, the thrills are preventing you from becoming who you truly are. They really are, folks, and you're suffering, holding on to your thrills. According to Google AI, women were first formally ordained as rabbis in the modern era starting in 1972 in the reform movement. That's according to to Google AI. What a mess. It's only going to get worse. They got female rabbis. Can you believe that? They have female representing their community. Where are the men? Where are the men? And if you remember, if not, I'll inform you, none of the disciples were women. None of them. Because Christ understood and knew the order. He understood and knew the order of God and Christ. Christ and man over woman. And just because men are afraid to admit to that now, and just because women don't want to admit to that, except for the women who are overcoming, that doesn't mean the rule changed. Just because you changed the rule in your physical life, spiritually, the rules have not changed. And the one thing about real life, do what you want, though. If you want to be free, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you got to love God, reality, with all your heart, soul, and might, and your neighbor as yourself. You got to pick up your cross, your ego, and follow Christ. Ain't nothing else going to work but that. And you will know that you are in the kingdom of heaven when you are of love, when you stop judging, when you stop playing God. All human beings, until they wake up, play God. And that's the sin, is to play God. Judging, thinking you know right from wrong. And one thing I want to promise you, your ideas of right and wrong were created from thoughts. Your thoughts created this idea of right from wrong, and you believe the thoughts, and you believe your parents about right from wrong, you believe what you've been taught about right from wrong, and you think you know right from wrong. Your sense of morality is 100% wrong. And that's why they don't work. Your morality don't work because you're constantly getting them from thoughts, from judging, and thinking you know right from wrong. Your thoughts don't know right from wrong. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thoughts do not know right from wrong. Did you know that, Hake? Thoughts don't know morality. That morality that comes from thoughts is not real. That's why it doesn't work. Did you know that? Thoughts create. Satan played God in every area. So he's going to naturally create morality for you because that's what God does. And his are always wrong. Did you know that?
No. It makes sense, though.
It does?
Yeah.
Thought create morality.
People take what they learn and misapply it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Because the thought morality are always wrong because they come from hell. They come from the darkness. Isn't that amazing? Your thoughts do not know morality. And that's where they have come from, they came from, and that's what you live by, and that's why you're suffering. They're not from God. God's morality, no pain, no judgment. Christ said he came not to judge the world, but to set them free, something like that. Am I right? Not to judge the world, but
right.
Not condemn the world, but to set it free. But you condemn because you live in your thought. You condemn yourself and everyone around you because you think what you think morality is right. And it's not. What a sad, I told you all thoughts are all wrong about anything, including your morality. Thought morality is wrong. George is out of North Carolina. George, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, George.
Yeah, so I was calling because my daughter had passed in November, and we really haven't. We got the autopsy, but she's still in the fridge, so to speak. We did pay for a cremation, but one, I wanted to ask you what your thoughts would be on cremation, and two, if I should just go ahead and do it without my wife seeing her again, because she really wants to see her, and I'm not thinking that's the best thing for her to do.
How old is your daughter? What's your daughter?
She was 2 months old.
Oh, okay. And why, if she expired in November, why is she still not buried or something?
Well, we were waiting for the autopsy report.
Oh, okay.
Because it takes up to 90 days to get the report.
And
what?
And it's what?
Go ahead.
Which one do you want to do? Cremate means to burn the body, right?
Correct.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break, George. Can you hold?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on pules.net. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. We're going to get to as many calls as possible. Like this video, like the video. Don't forget that when you buy merch and books and Punchy's Coffee, you're helping us to help others. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com and support us. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Also, the Hake Report's coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. The guy with the good hair. After that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. And from 11 to 1, the American Anchor Baby. All right? Thank you all. And I really want you to encourage you. Do what you want, but you could be free. You don't have to be a slave for the rest of your life. You can be free. Let me go back to George out of North Carolina. His daughter expired at 2 months, I believe, and he's trying to decide if he should cremate her or not. George, what are you able to say? What was the cause of death?
Ultimately, cardiac failure.
Okay. Well, may her soul rest in peace. Why don't you want your wife to see the baby again? The body.
She gets very emotional. This was her first child, and it's like I see her reliving the entire situation all over again. And it's like she still puts herself through that to this day.
That's amazing. Which do you want to do, cremate or a bury?
It doesn't matter. I would say cremate.
Do the one that you want to do. Okay. Now, for me, God forbid, and I don't like doing if because I'm not in the situation, but I prefer burial over cremation because you don't know what happens when you die, right? And so I prefer burial over cremate, but I know a lot of people cremate it now because they say it's cheaper.
Man. The price of land is out of this world. It's like 15, 20 grand just to bury.
That's great. A little a baby, huh?
I'm telling you. And it was like $4,200 for cremation. We got a life insurance policy, but, you know, that only covers like $10,000. It's not many other life insurance policies that cover.
So how much was it to bury for land?
Like $15,000.
And then
between $10,000
to $15,000. Wow. And to do the cremation is how much?
$4,200. But actually, the cremation is like water-based. They do a water-based cremation as well. So,
what does that mean?
They use like high-pressure water to remove the meat. And then the bones are just left.
And what they do with the bone?
That's the cremation process. So we keep the bones, essentially.
Wow. That's how weary.
Well, she ain't gonna be feeling it.
That's for
you
sure.
Know?
Yeah. That's for sure. I would do the one you want to do, George. And how are you feeling about the loss of your child?
It was tough. I'm gonna be honest, Jesse. I didn't think I would come to like that. It killed me just because, like, I watched everything she go through. The hospital care was subpar at best. And nurses were just not around, like, even with me trying to page to get their attention to let them know, like, something's really going on. So, like, it just, yeah, I saw her expire, like, I saw. And it just tore me.
So it made you what?
I was gonna say it made me realize at that point, like, nothing in this world truly matters.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then I was just like, I put all my effort and time into trying to make things matter that don't even matter to others.
Yep. There's no love. Human beings don't love each other either, man, for sure.
Right. Essentially, right. It's like, it's just all in the name. Like, I even told the doctors, it's like, you wouldn't be doing the work you do if it didn't come with a certain price tag to do it for. But they try to make it seem like they are solely in this just for the work of it. And it's like, you don't have to pretend, like, just give me the facts and let me make the decision. But they want to put so much fluff on everything and they want to make it sound as sweet as possible. And it's like, I can't make an informed decision by you mommying everything.
That's right, man. What a mess, huh?
I'm telling you.
But you know, George, it's like that all over my country now. Human beings don't give good service anymore. It's all about ego. It's all about the money. And it's all about pretense. It's not even real anymore. And you're right. If you don't really know what's going on, it's hard to make the right decision about the situation.
For sure.
But it's the way that it is. So you were there when the last breath left your daughter's body?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What was it like seeing that?
It was weird. I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't feel anything, actually. It was like, you know, like in the Bible where it says King David, when his child passed, like, then he just came to and he was like, all right, let's get back to work, so to speak. But it was like, I didn't feel anything. It was like, I know for sure she isn't there anymore, and she's not even suffering.
Yeah,
like, she's not going through anything. Like, she's at peace.
Right on.
I think that was the first time I seen peace, what peace looks like.
Right on. That's amazing. And so your wife, it sounds like, based on what you've said, she only wanted to see the body again for the thrill of becoming real emotional about it. Because there's no real need for her to see it again, right?
I mean, not that I'm aware of. Just she wants to say goodbye, like, literally, that's her words.
But the baby expired 2 months ago. Have she seen the baby since the baby expired?
At the funeral. And then
at the funeral?
When we had the services, and then a month after when we got her death certificate paperwork.
She saw the body again?
Yeah.
Well, ain't no more sad to go by to need it, right?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out how do I get her to understand to override the feelings of it. Like, I got to say goodbye to my baby.
I know. How much goodbye do you say? You say goodbye to baby. Gone.
She did.
She did. She did. That's going to be a tough job, don't it? Your wife is not going to love the fact and not going to, she can't become emotional again. And so everybody can see her boohoo and feel it bad for her.
Yeah, and I'm in communication with the cremation facility. So I was just thinking about just telling them to go ahead and do it. And just, she could just be mad at me if she wants to.
That's amazing. What a situation. But I suggest, but due to one, of course, is that you do the one that you want to do, cremate, or that was really gross, though. They already take the skin off with water, and then they just burn the bones, right?
No, they don't burn the bones.
Well, they do it fully.
They give them to us.
What?
That's the cremation part, is you get their remains of bones. When you burn it, it's ash. But when you do the water cremation, I mean, they still like chomp it up, like grind it into ash, essentially.
What?
But because she's so small, they say it's probably only going to be like maybe a quarter of a cup.
And what are you going to do with the bones?
Okay, so then she is setting up a whole memorial box for her. But it's weird. It's like, I'm like, man, she's really setting up an idol of our deceased child.
Why are you letting that happen?
Oh, man. I don't know.
That is insane. I thought she wanted to say goodbye. What she want the bones for?
Yeah, it is. It's like I see all of this happening. Oh, man. Beta.
What a beta. So they're going to cremate, they're going to take the skin off the bone, and then they're going to put the bones in a cup, and your wife's going to bring them home?
Yeah.
This is too graphic for Hake. He can't handle it.
Hake, cover your baby Jesus ears.
Amazing. What a mess. A friend of my brother aspired. And he has a cremation thing at his house, sitting on the shelf over the fireplace. I was like, oh, that's gross. What the?
I've always thought that was weird. Like,
it is weird.
I always thought it was. And people will go up to it and talk to it. And I'm like, they're not there, though.
Right.
Like, who are you talking to?
It's just their imagination running away with them. And it's
you can say that again.
And it's all for thrill, man. So how you feeling now with all this stuff going on?
Well, I don't feel anything now.
Right on.
Oh, man.
And so you're going to let your wife bring those bones home, and you have to deal with her emotion about that every day.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well, George. What a situation. I wish you well, man. And do the one that you want to do and be satisfied.
I appreciate that. It makes sense.
Yeah. Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Suffer.
I did it this morning, so I'm on a test. So
I really want to encourage you, George, do what you want, of course, that you practice being present. And when you're present, you and God are one. You're walking with God. And walking in the light of God, you cannot go wrong. It's impossible.
I don't know why that hits so different when I'm talking directly to you, but like it definitely hit different to speak directly to you and hear it.
Right on. Well, you,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, don't let the thoughts which are not your own inside of you or any human being talk you out of working on you. Practice being one with the truth, being one with God. And you can, when you're present, you and God are one. He is in you and you're in him. Just as he is with the Son, you are his Son. And so practice staying with him.
Yes, sir.
I wish you
well.
I
appreciate that.
I wish you well, man. You stay with it.
Likewise. I wish you well, Jesse.
Thank you, George.
Take care.
Bye. Amazing. I didn't know they were doing all that to the body now. What a mess. Brandy from Hawaii. Thank you, Brandy, from all of us at the radio show for the gift you sent. We got it on Friday. Brandy, amazing gift, Brandy. Beautiful. Thank you from all of us. Brandy from Hawaii. A little bit of Hawaii was sent to us. And it's beautiful. Thank you, Brandy. Super chat.
Super chats.
Tudor T, what a mess.
What a mess. Thank you.
And another from Tudor T, bought a coffee. Did you notice from the gas story that the little girl, God bless her heart, threw up an odd hand sign, which in the second photo was followed by the father throwing up the same, and the middle son is angry in every photo. Is it a gang sign? Either way, not good, and cannot believe this leads the nightly news, etc.
Excuse me. What a mess. I didn't notice that. But thank you.
Eagle Eyes Tudor. Jim in Alaska on Bit Shoot. I need to grab a crying, lying mug for a coworker.
Right on. What an amazing gift to give her. Give it to her, Jim. Thank you, man, and thank you for your support.
Jonah, and two, did the great Orange Hope live up to your expectations? And he asks again, with a second super chat, did the great Orange Hope live up to your expectations? What can he do better?
What's the great Orange Hope?
Probably a slur against the great White Hope.
Oh, let me see what the great White Hope has to say.
ISIS has spread like cancer. What a mess I inherited.
Amazing. Some call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some call him king, and they worship the king. They hold rallies. Some call him daddy. Daddy is home, they say. I call him the great white hope, and he is doing an amazing job. Thank you, Mr. Great White Hope. Amazing. Thank you.
So is that a yes? He did live up to your expectations?
Yes, so far. It's not over yet. Thank you.
Commander Kim with a couple of Rumble rants over on Rumble. Uncle Jesse, the Jews identify as Jews, Arabs as Arabs, Blacks as Blacks. None of them identify as American and only look out for their own, quote-unquote, community.
Rest my case. Very good point. Thank you.
America being strip-mined by every group and religion and race and country on flat earth.
The worst thing that happened to American is religion. And to the world, religion. God nor his son is involved in religion at all. What a mess. Thank you.
Marcus G. 59. Everybody wants women to lead except for baby Jessica's daddy. 100.
Everybody's up. Baby Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Natalie G. 5. Hello, Jesse and crew.
Hello.
Love you guys.
And love you back. Thank you, Natalie G. I appreciate it.
Jamie, hands down, this is the best day I can ever remember. I'll always remember the sound of the stereo, the dim of the soft lights, the scent of your hair that you twirled in your fingers.
What?
It sounds like it might be lyrics.
Yeah, it sounds like a song.
And I'm butchering the melody.
Thank you.
Typical. Brian R.
You white.
I just realized that when two people interact and understand that thoughts are all lies, only peace remains. Amazing how long it took me to see that.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You have not seen anything yet. It's amazing.
Shout out to Aries 1, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Potleaf, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the D-Live crew. Thank you, guys.
Shout out, D-Live. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for purchasing merch and everything. And I'm here from around the world. The people love the merch, the books and everything. The punchy coffee. Check it out at jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me get back to the busy calls here. Rick from Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Rick.
Good morning, man. What's going on with you?
Rick, come close to your phone.
Oh, can you hear me, Jesse? What about now?
That's fine.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better. Okay, go ahead, Rick.
Oh, yeah. What was the biblical question for last week? The answer.
That's a weird biblical question was how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around? Why do you think that? Have your wife ever made you sleep on the couch?
Oh, no, I don't do that. That's something I don't do there, Jesse.
How about your first wife? No, did your first wife make you do it?
No. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm like this. Here's my take on that. If we can't talk it out, then if you get that point that you get that upset, then you leave. That's how that should be. You don't want that to happen, but, you know.
And why you don't want her to leave?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm always about reconciliation there, Jesse. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Reconciliation, trying to do all you can to solve things, be about peace, and go from there. But, you know, some people, they get upset and just, you know, do what makes them feel good.
Right. Amazing. So a lot of people responded to that question. Some people say because men are weak, women are evil, the man is the baby, the woman is the mama. So all of that is true. It is definitely due to the weakness of the man, for sure.
Definitely. I agree with that too, Jesse. Because you see men out today, Jesse, man, most men got their head hung down, look weak, either they're liberals. Oh, man, I tell you, man, ain't nothing worth being a liberal
men,
man.
Even conservative men are weak,
too. Yeah, I agree to that, you know. Just because you're conservative, you know, you're right, Jesse. And I just wanted to say, too, real quick, just because you're conservative don't mean you're a Christian.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know, Jesse, that's what I say. Just because you're a Christian don't mean that you just because you're conservative don't mean you're a Christian. And I was asking, can I ask you something, one more thing, Jesse?
Real fast, the music. You hear the music?
Okay, I hear the music.
Okay,
I hear the music. Well, Jesse Shue, what do you think about, you think things gonna turn out great for President Trump?
Things are going to turn out great.
Yeah.
You mean this war or just his overall presidency?
Oh, overall presidency. Well, the war tour, of course.
Oh, I think if they were having a wait and see. You know, so far he's done and is doing an amazing job. But with this Iran thing, like with everything, I'm neither for or against, so I'm having to wait and see.
Yep, just wait till it play out, because the way the media going to do it, they're going to do it like, oh, they working, they always play the worst.
Yeah.
You know.
And they also say that the president approval rate is going down, but according to...
Anyway.
It's not. It's higher than, according to the report, it's higher than Barack and George Bush, I believe, or Joe Biden was at this time of year.
Oh, man. I don't see how Joe Biden had any rating, man. This is so crazy, Jesse, man. It's like, makes you wonder, Jesse.
Amazing.
Hey, that police clip you show, as always, black people being disobedient, the police asked her to come out, even threw the ticket out.
Yeah.
And then first thing they're going to do is get them a black liberal avalanche chaser lawyer.
What's wrong with the blacks?
And then,
I'm going to cut you off.
Yes, sir. I love you guys. Be good.
All right, buddy. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming. Any super? No super. We got to them all today. I'm so glad. Thank you. I am out of time. The Hate is coming now. Then the American Anchor, baby. Like the video. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Men and women, you will be fine. You have an amazing life. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.